Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live and in person on this Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, 19 minutes past the hour. We must have had a lot of obituaries this morning because we're starting at 19 minutes past the hour, and I hope you enjoyed that news report on John Glenn, the big centennial celebration that went on this last weekend. Very important. John Glenn was really something else here in Ohio. Now, yesterday we were doing trivia on this program, and it got to the question of what was the first fast food, what were the first fast food restaurants? And In-N-Out Burger was what was on my paper. Now, there seemed to be a lot of conjecture about this because it took 40 minutes to get this answer. A lot of people said it was White Castle because White Castle started in 1928. Now, here's what I think happened. As near as I can tell through the research that was done, is that White Castle did start in 1928, but it did not expand until 1959, and In-N-Out Burger expanded in the late 40s. But there are no In-N-Out Burgers in Ohio, so you cannot come get an In-N-Out Burger in Ohio. You can't go somewhere today in Ohio and get an In-N-Out Burger. Now, I don't know where the closest one is, and I don't know what's different about an In-N-Out Burger than any other burger, but that is the story behind that. Now, we do have more food trivia here today to go through and give another pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay away, which is always a lot of fun here on the program. We'll see how well we do with the food trivia today. But I do want to remind everybody that Glenn Coble comes on after this show this morning, 10 a.m. through 12 noon. And then Swap Shop today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. You don't want to miss the old Swap Shop. It's an interesting show and growing. Do want to remind everybody, I heard Nate Redmond's show yesterday, that the free vaccination clinic is coming up on July 24th from 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio July Festival held at the Prospect Park. Prospect Family Medicine is putting this on. They're offering the Moderna shot. If you have any questions, call 740-361-0781. So that is going on this weekend, July 24th, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio July Festival. All kinds of interesting news last night in regard to the pandemic. Now, I understand people question numbers, and that's fine, but I was watching some news reports last night on the evening news, and from what my understanding is, it's something like 87 or 88% of new COVID cases are this Delta variant, which apparently is far more contagious. And for that to be up over 80%, that's really something kind of amazing that the original COVID strain is, it seems to be kind of fading out now that this new Delta virus is up over 80%. And then the other big story yesterday was maybe the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is not as protective against this new Delta strain as they might have thought. Now, the news story that I saw was not complete. The new studies have not been done, but just the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the one-shot vaccine, might not be as effective as the Pfizer or Moderna when it comes to this Delta variant. So that's interesting, and I guess we'll learn soon enough as time goes on. And also, It's possible that people with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine might need a booster. That's also another part of the story. And then when you get to the end of all that, talking about numbers, apparently we now are at a two-month high. The numbers are higher now than they've been in 2 months in Ohio. So if this is July the 22nd, we would have to go back to May the 22nd to have numbers that were as high as they are right now, which is really kind of interesting because we did open everything back up and we did do away with the mask mandates, and now here we are. And the numbers are on the rise again, much like they were last summer when we had everything closed through Memorial Day, and then we opened everything up. And then by July, we had to put a mask mandate in place because the numbers were rising so rapidly. So I don't know. You know, those are the facts and the numbers as reported by evening news and periodicals yesterday. It's an interesting thing, and we will see where we go from here, but that's how it is right now. If anybody's got anything to say on this, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. The governor's still encouraging everyone to get vaccinated. No doubt in his mind there. We're still below 50% in Ohio, and I don't know what that's going to mean in the long term. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball to say what this is all going to mean as time goes on, but we'll see. The only thing we can say for certain, and I said this yesterday morning, is that it's in everybody's own hands now. There is no government restriction here on the ground in Ohio. So if you choose not to get the vaccine, that's your business. If you choose not to wear a mask, if you choose to go out in big groups of people, that's your choice. Last year, there was no vaccine, there was no option, so it was more, you know, kind of hit and miss. Well, this year, it is available, it is free. You can walk into just about any pharmacy and get the shot, or make an appointment at the health department, or any place you'd like to get it, I guess, and get it done. But again, it's your choice, and certainly nobody would persuade anybody to do it. But I guess whatever happens, happens at this particular point. I do know, the only thing I know for sure is that the big difference between last summer and this summer is going to be that people are not wearing masks and people are not staying 6 feet apart. So, if you're not vaccinated, there would be a much higher chance that you could be infected if you were around people. Not saying you will be, and not saying you should get the vaccine. That's your business. But this is where we are. And we'll continue on this way. 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say in regard to that. Now, a fun story yesterday here on the program. We're starting to gain momentum for our Christmas bus tour as well as our grave bus tour, because two of our city bus drivers who listen to this program pretty much every morning, Sarah and Dave, both volunteered their time yesterday to operate the Christmas bus tour and the grave bus tour. Now, if you didn't tune in yesterday, basically what this would be is during the Christmas holiday, we would take a busload of people and go through Marion and look at the Christmas lights. And we would sing carols while we were on the bus. And we would maybe have milk and cookies. I don't know how that would work out. And Santa Claus would be around. And we'd just have a good time. Now, that would be the Christmas bus tour. And of course, that would happen at night when it's dark and people can see the lights. Now, the Grave Bus Tour, and Fred Malone also volunteered to help with this one, is we would go around to some of the unique graves here in Marion that maybe people don't know about and give everybody a little bit of history behind these graves. Of course, we would go to the Harding Memorial, and then we would go to the Receiving Crypt in the Marion Cemetery, where the president was until the memorial was built. And we would go, of course, to the Merchant Ball, which everybody likes to see. And we would go over to the Gypsy Queen's grave in the St. Mary's Cemetery. And we would go over to the Quarry Street Cemetery and look at the Revolutionary War veterans of Marion and Eber Baker, who I believe is still buried over there. And then we would go over to the Marion Cemetery and see Eber Baker's, I guess it's not, it's his tombstone. Now again, he might be in the Marion Cemetery, but we can't say that for sure because there really is no record of that at this point. So that's the way it goes. Now, other than that, I just got an interesting email, so we'll see how this goes. Live on-air stuff. Okay, let's see here. Okay, but yeah, that's kind of the story behind the cemetery bus tour and the Christmas lights bus tour. And again, of course, we'll have to consult the mayor on all these things and possibly city council. I'm not sure what that will it will entail or what we'll have to go through, but we have a little bit of time because I kind of see the grave tour happening maybe around Halloween and the Christmas lights tour obviously happening after Thanksgiving. So, this will all happen very soon. We're all excited for this, and it should just really be a great, great time if we can pull it off. And these are the type of things we want to do to have some fun. People in general, I don't think have had a lot of fun the last couple of years, and maybe before that. I'm not necessarily sure that the pandemic brought on people being depressed. I think people were kind of depressed before the pandemic. I think there's a lot of stress in people's lives. I think there's a lot of, I don't know, anger, unfortunately, in people's lives. And I think people just need an outlet sometimes to kind of relax and unplug. And hopefully these two events will be something like that. And it's also something you can do with your family that is educational and informative, but also is not going to cost you anything. So that's also important. And we do want to mention again that this Christmas lights tour used to go on years ago. A gentleman here in Marion used to make this event happen. I'm not sure. I think he passed away is what caused an end to it. But it went on for many, many years and was very popular here in Marion during the Christmas holiday. Now, one thing we will have to do as we head into Christmas, because it's been a long time since I've really paid attention to where the hot spots are for Christmas lights in Marion. Of course, I know about the Disney House, which I think everybody in Marion knows about with all the Disney characters. And we know about the Coliseum, and we know about some other neighborhoods that do decorate nicely. But aside from that, I really don't know. Are there any businesses in town, or are there any neighborhoods that really still do a nice job with the Christmas lights here in Marion? I don't know. If you know of any, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Kind of a Christmas in July conversation here, but you know, being that we are in mid to late July now, Christmas is not going to be that far away. Can you believe that? This year, again, is blowing right by, and I think we said that about last year, that it just kind of blew right by. But it seems to be the nature of the beast now. We just keep on blowing right by. Well, as I said, we do have a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay that we do want to give away again this morning. So what we're going to do over the next 2 hours, we're going to ask some food questions, get everybody in a drawing, and we'll draw the winner. You'll be able to pick up any tickets, by the way, that you've won in the past or the tickets that you might win this morning until 1 o'clock today. You'll have till 1 o'clock to pick up these tickets this afternoon. So let's see if we can get this ball rolling here this morning. Okay, a nice easy question to start off the morning. Which restaurant is famous for its Grand Slam meal? A nice easy one to start things off here. Which restaurant is famous for its Grand Slam meal? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which restaurant is famous for its Grand Slam meal? And again, all correct answers this morning will get you into a drawing that will happen at 10 o'clock this morning to obtain two passes to Zumbezi Bay. Well, I'll tell you what, maybe the first question is not as easy as I thought it was. Which restaurant is famous for its Grand Slam meal? Does anybody know? We might just be on a long delay here. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Denny's.
Denny's is right. All right, Trish, I got you in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Trish is up early and in this morning. It is Denny's that is famous for the Grand Slam meal. Okay, we've got somebody coming in a little late here on the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that would be Denny's.
That's Denny's. Trish beat you in, but you are exactly right. It is Denny's.
I was sitting there listening to the radio. Didn't even hear nothing. Must have been because of that delay.
That delay caught you.
Yeah, it did.
All right. Thank you. All right. Here we go. What fast food restaurant sells the beef and cheddar? Question number two this morning. What fast food restaurant sells the beef and cheddar? BEEFNCHEDDAR. What fast food restaurant sells the beef and cheddar? 740-383-9944, approaching 36 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. All right, remember that delay. You got to dial fast when it comes up. Go ahead, caller.
That would be Arby's.
That's Arby's. One of their best meals.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Is this Ryan?
Yep, it is.
All right, Ryan, you're in. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Ryan's in the competition here with the beef and cheddar from Arby's. Okay, next question. Before starting Wendy's, what fast food franchise did Dave Thomas work for? And looks like we have a call coming in here a little behind because of the delay. Before starting Wendy's, what fast food franchise did Dave Thomas work for? It's always so depressing to me that, I don't know. It's always, sad to me that the original Wendy's is gone. That's so depressing. The one down on Broad Street. In any event, before starting Wendy's, what fast food franchise did Dave Thomas work for? That's the question. Go ahead, caller.
KFC.
KFC, you've got it. He learned at the hand of the Colonel Harlan Sanders. Absolutely. So who are we putting in this morning?
I'll put Trish in again.
Trish in again. Putting Trish in. Okay, thank you. Trish goes in again. It was KFC. All right. Okay, this next question might be a little harder than the other ones. What mid-1980s McDonald's item, came in a double container? How about that? What mid-1980s McDonald's item came in a double container? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do we know? What mid-1980s McDonald's item came in a double container? We've got Trish in twice and Ryan in once this morning. Again, the prize is a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. All right, go ahead, caller.
Was it the McRib?
Not the McRib. Good guess, though. It was not the McRib. What mid-1980s McDonald's item came in a double container? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. What mid-1980s McDonald's item came in a double container? 740-383-9944. 39 minutes past the hour here. Trish in twice, Ryan in once. What are we going to have here? Pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay hang in the balance this morning here on WWGH Radio. What mid-1980s McDonald's item came in a double container? That's what we're looking for. Did anybody have any of these back in those days? The old double container McDonald's item. Go ahead, caller.
Was it biscuits and gravy?
Not biscuits and gravy. Well, that's terrible food, though. But not biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Not the biscuits and gravy. What mid-1980s McDonald's item came in a double container? That's what we're looking for. Mid-1980s item that came in a double container. Go ahead, caller.
Was it the McDLT?
The McDLT. Now, what did McDLT stand for?
I don't know. I just remember it had the hamburger on one side and the other stuff on the other side, and you had to put it together.
Yeah, I can't figure, and I don't even know why that was. What was the specialty about this sandwich?
It was just a marketing thing, I guess.
I guess so. Who do we have out there?
Scott.
Oh, Scott, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Listening to the radio.
Well, that's good to hear. Waking up in the morning with us, that's a good thing.
Yep.
Well, hey, thank you. All right, Scott got it right. It is the McDLT. I don't think that's on the menu anymore. All right, next one here. Well, this'll just be who gets to the phone quick enough. What fast food restaurant sells the Big Mac? Now, who can dial the phone fast enough? That's what we've got here. What fast food restaurant sells the Big Mac? 740-383-9944. We've got Scott, Ryan, and Trish in twice here this morning. So far for the Zumbezi Bay tickets. 740-383-9944. What fast food restaurant sells the Big Mac? 740-383-9944. Fastest person to dial in, I think, is going to get this one. Go ahead, caller.
McDonald's.
McDonald's, absolutely. Who are we putting in?
Put Michelle Whitaker in.
Michelle Whitaker. Now, does she... Oh, old Michelle at the Stewart's, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if she needs any food, though. Do you think?
I doubt it, but she can work some of it off.
She can go down to Zumbezi Bay, right?
Right.
Right, right. Okay, got her in.
Okay.
All right, Michelle is in the competition this morning. Never has called in to answer a question, but she's in the competition, thanks to our caller there. All right, next question. This might be a little harder. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? How about that? Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? 740-383-9944. You know, I don't even know if Michelle's listening this morning to know that she's been entered in the competition. She could win a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay and not even know. We don't even know if she's out there listening. All right, where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? 740-383-9944. We go from a super easy question to a little more difficult question. Trish, Ryan, Scott, and Michelle, in here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
In front of the mall in Marion, Ohio?
I don't even think that's the busiest McDonald's in Marion.
Yeah, so that's not the right answer?
You know, I got a bone to pick with you.
Why? What did I do?
Hold on. I just got a little bit of a bone. Because...
What did I do?
Well, hold on. I'll let you know here. I was listening yesterday to Nate's program, and you called in to answer a trivia question, and you're just so nice and sweet to Nate, and you guys just sit there and talk, oh, my goodness, it's so wonderful in the world.
Like
right?
I am with you.
No, you call in here and say, you know, Scott, if you're not nicer, people aren't going to listen. Now, what is that?
Nobody ever says that about me. I'm always nice to everybody, Scott.
I thought you and he were going to start slow dancing yesterday. I'll tell you, and I'll prove that I listen, because you were saying, well, you know, when it gets above 85, I really don't like to go outside.
I believe my exact words were, I get a little grouchy.
Get a little grouchy, and he said that was pool weather, and oh, this was just such a delightful conversation. I'm telling you, I about swerved the car into a tree, because I said, when she calls, she don't talk to me like that.
Volunteer to give up my time to drive you around so you can tell people about beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio.
Well, no, I'm not saying you don't do that. I'm just saying the calls to Nate's show are a little different than the calls to my show.
You just want too much, Scott.
I know. Well,
it's not that time of the day. You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Like, I talk to you early in the morning. That's probably before, you know, I've had my tea and I'm awake.
I'm going to have to start listening to Linda's show to see if you call in and give her all this praise.
Is that even a call-in show? I don't hear people call into that show.
Well, I think she gave away some tickets this past week.
I usually listen to her show to learn. Like, I didn't really think that was a call-in show.
Well, it is a learning show. Now, what do you listen to this show for? Learning?
Entertainment. Entertainment.
This is the entertainment show. You're
right. Yeah, the enlightening. I have learned quite a bit. I think the most I ever learned was when I listened to Charlie. I used to say, I think I learned more from Charlie than I did the whole entire time I sat through school.
Well, no, you're exactly right, and that was great to have that, and that's why we still run those shows, because I think they're still entertaining and informative. But what I want to know is why do you think the mall McDonald's is the busiest?
Oh, they're just the best. They get you in, they get you out, smile on their face, they always get it right.
I would say the one on Main Street is probably busier.
Well, different strokes for different folks. See, that's why we can't get along. You're just too, you can't, it's my way or the highway. I don't like it when people don't agree with me, Scott.
Oh, so I've got to agree with everything.
Right.
Well, it all started with that fruitcake.
Oh, here we go. Toodaloo.
See ya. All right. We want to know where the busiest McDonald's in the world is. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Is it in China?
Not in China. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not in China. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? The busiest McDonald's in the world. 47 minutes past the hour here. WWGH time. We've got Trish in twice, Ryan, Scott, and Michelle. Go ahead, caller.
Moscow, Russia.
Not Moscow, Russia. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? Again, Trish is in twice, Ryan in once, Scott and Michelle in this morning for a pair of tickets to the Zumbezi Bay. And again, we're going to draw at 10 o'clock this morning, so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Go ahead, caller.
How about Tokyo?
Not Tokyo. That's a good guess, though.
Okay.
Not Tokyo. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? Coming up on 48 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Busiest McDonald's in the world. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Japan?
Not Japan. That's a good guess. Not Japan. busiest McDonald's in the world is what we're looking for here. 740-383-9944. Where is it? All right. Well, maybe this is the answer. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
London, England.
Not London, England. Not London, England. All those people with umbrellas over there in London are not the proprietors of the busiest McDonald's in the world. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Australia.
Not Australia. Not Australia. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? Not Australia. Not down there with the kangaroos. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
I'd say they're in Connecticut.
Connecticut? Not in Connecticut. Good guess, though. Not Connecticut. Where's the busiest McDonald's in the world? That's what we're looking for here. Busiest McDonald's in the world. Go ahead, caller.
Is it South Korea?
Not South Korea. Not South Korea. Trying to find the busiest McDonald's here in the world this morning on WWGH, 50 minutes past the hour. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? 740-383-9944. Busiest McDonald's in the world is what we're looking for. Trish in twice, Ryan in once, Scott and Michelle this morning. Those are people who so far have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Where's the busiest McDonald's in the world? Go ahead, caller.
Paris, France.
Not Paris, France. Not Paris, France. Busiest McDonald's in the world. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? All right, go ahead, caller.
Pushkin Square, Russia.
Not Russia. Not Pushkin Square, Russia. It is not in Russia. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? Busiest McDonald's in the world. Where do they love McDonald's the most? All righty, go ahead, caller.
Let's say California.
Not California. All those health-conscious people in California do not have the busiest McDonald's in the world. 51 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Right here in the U.S.
No, it's not in the U.S. Not in the U.S. We'll need to be a little more specific than that, but no, it is not in the U.S. Busiest McDonald's in the world is what we're looking for. Does anybody know? 52 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. 740-383-9944. What do we got coming down the pike here? Go ahead, caller.
Germany?
Where in Germany?
Oh, you just said...
You gotta be specific.
Oh, geez. Hamburg, Germany?
Not Hamburg, Germany.
Frankfurt, Germany.
Not Frankfurt, Germany. Not Hamburg and not Frankfurt. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? The busiest McDonald's in the world. 740-383-9944. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Moscow, Germany.
Not Moscow, Germany. Not Moscow, Germany. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where the busiest McDonald's in the world is? So far entered into the competition, Trish is in twice, Ryan's in once, Scott is in once, and Michelle's in once. Busiest McDonald's in the world, 53 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Berlin, Germany.
What's that?
Berlin.
Not Berlin. Not Berlin, Germany. Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world? Busiest McDonald's in the world. How about this? 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Munich, Germany.
Munich, Germany. I don't know what it is in Munich, Germany, but absolutely, Munich, Germany. Got you down, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Trish is down. Yes, the busiest McDonald's in the world is in Munich, Germany, for whatever reason. Okay, next question here. Well, this will be another one. Who's quickest to the phone? Which fast food chain was behind the infamous Where's the Beef ad campaign in 1984? How about that? Which fast food chain was behind the infamous Where's the Beef ad campaign in 1984? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I would think this would be a quick one right off the bat. Which fast food chain was behind the infamous Where's the Beef campaign in 1984? Go ahead, caller.
Wendy's.
Wendy's, that's right. Gotcha, Trish.
Thank you.
All right, Trish is in four times this morning. Ryan in once, Scott in once, Michelle in once. Okay. Let's see what next question, the next question that's coming down the pike here. Okay. What is the name of the famous lady who started the Where's the Beef campaign? Or starred in the commercial, I guess. What is the name of the lady who starred in the Where's the Beef campaign? She actually said, Where's the Beef? Does anybody know her name? 740-383-9944. 55 coming up on 56 minutes past the hour. Remember, we're going to take a break here at 9 o'clock for 15 minutes and then come back at 9:15. Get some more people registered and then draw at 10 this morning. Go ahead, caller.
My name's Clara.
Clara. Do you remember her last name?
No, I sure don't.
No, but you're close enough. It's Clara Peller, which was interesting. But what a lady she was.
Yeah. Hey, put that Ryan in for me.
Put Ryan in there?
Yeah.
All right. Got Ryan in. Thanks, Ralph.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, Clara Peller was her name. Clara Peller. So now we've got Ryan in again. Okay, next question. In 2005, what burger chain ran ads featuring a scantily clad Paris Hilton rolling around on the hood of a car? I don't remember this, but maybe you do. In 2005, what burger chain ran ads featuring a scantily clad Paris Hilton rolling around on the hood of a car? 740-383-9944. We've got Trish in four times this morning, Ryan in twice, Scott in, and Michelle in. 57 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody know, in 2005, what burger chain ran ads featuring a scantily clad Paris Hilton rolling around on the hood of a car? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Let's see if you know the answer. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Carl's Jr.'s.
Now, do you remember this commercial?
Very vaguely, I do.
What was she rolling around on the hood of a car for?
I have no idea. With Paris Hilton, you never know.
You never know. What's she doing these days?
The last thing I heard, she was trying to take over the hotel chain, but they didn't want her to because they said she would make it go bankrupt.
Well, maybe she could roll around on the hood of a car and people would just flock.
This is true.
My goodness. Who do we have on the line? Oh, Charlene, how are you this morning?
Yes, I'm good.
You know, I'm starting to give up on this Toys R Us thing because it's...
Yeah, I think I'm starting to give up on it too because she keeps shaking her head no.
Well, you know, she could get in on this competition. Doesn't she like Zumbeezy Bay?
Yes, she does.
She could win 2 passes to Zumbeezy Bay today and all she's got to do is sing the song.
But if you sing the song, you could win the passes.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Is she still giving us a hard time here?
Yes, she is giving us a hard time.
When did she become so shy?
She's always been shy.
She's always been shy.
Yes.
Well, we'll hope it comes around.
I'm hoping.
All right. Thank you. Now we got Charlene in the competition. Okay, yes, it was Carl's Jr. All right. According to Health Magazine, what's the healthiest fast food in the United States? How about that? According to Health Magazine's, what is the healthiest fast food in the United States? 740-383-9944. We've got Trish in 4 times, Ryan in 2x, Scott in, Michelle in, and Charlene in now. And remember, we're going to do this till 10 o'clock this morning. We'll take a break here at 9 o'clock for 15 minutes. Draw at 10 o'clock, and somebody will win a pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay. Do want to remind everybody they can pick up their tickets today until 1 o'clock. If you've won tickets any time this week or in the past, they're right here to pick up today until 1 p.m. 740-383-9944. According to Health Magazine's, what is the healthiest fast food in the United States? 740-383-9944. I'll tell you what, think on that. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Fucking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And, I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do. Just